Okay, I'd like to call the meeting of the Pacifica National Board to order at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I will begin with a roll call. We'll start with our station out in Houston, Wendy.
Here.
Joe.
Here.
Deb.
Here.
Lisa.
Here.
Okay, over to New York, Bob.
Here.
Ray?
Yes.
Patty?
Here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Patty? Yes, here.
Okay, and over to Berkeley, Fadi?
Presente.
Star?
Here.
I'm sorry, did you say sorry? Yeah, here.
And William? Okay, KPFK? Dave?
Here.
Julie is here. Donna? And Alan? Okay, and over to PFW, Ambrose? Mark? Ina? Or Rob? Okay.
Can I ask who else is from PFW? You said three names. Who else is from there?
Rob Robinson.
Rob, Ambrose, Mark, and Zelina.
Ambrose, okay.
Okay. So we do have quorum. We're going to begin in public session, and then we will move to executive session. The agenda is as follows. Roll call. Elections committee motions, PNB meeting for the January meeting, code of conduct, and then in the executive session we'll be dealing with the general counsel selection process and the ED hire process, and then we will move to an adjournment. We are scheduled to meet for 2 hours, so we will try to stick to that meeting schedule. And if there aren't any objections to the agenda, I will entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Okay. Are there any objections to approving the agenda?
Julie, this is Bob.
Yes, Bob?
I'd like to move to amend to reverse the order of the two items in the executive session to have a ED hire first and the general counsel second.
Okay. Is there a second to that amendment?
Well, I can second that, no problem.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, then we will go ahead and amend the agenda.
Julie, can I just ask a question?
Sure.
Bob, why do you want to do that?
Well, that's clearly the most pressing matter on our agenda right now. And so, although, of course, the general counsel question is very crucial, it's not quite as time sensitive as the ED hire question. So that's all. I just don't want, when we're tired late in the call, to have to be dealing with such crucial issues.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, are there any further questions or discussion? Okay, hearing none, are there any objections to Bob's amendment to switch the two executive session items so that we will entertain the ED hire process first and the general counsel selection process second? Okay, hearing no objections, then the agenda is amended. Are there any further, is there any further discussion around the agenda at this time?
This is Patty.
Yeah, Patty?
I'd like to make this, in the hire process, the secretary's report 5 minutes. I think all it needs is a reading of it, and the EFC report to be 30 minutes. And I think the motion rescinds 10 minutes. So I would say 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 minutes. That's the way I would have that.
Okay. Are there any objections to Patty's amendment?
Are these guideline times, Patty, or are we talking about?
Well, we always can vote to extend, you know, by two-thirds later, but if someone thinks that's not good, you know, this would be, yeah, I guess they're kind of, I mean, this is when we would have to make a motion to extend.
Okay.
Well,
this is Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
Of course, we can't get into discussing anything here on this public call, so let me just say I think that the first two items are fine, the changes of the time, but the motion item, I think we need thorough time to explore, you know, all the aspects of it, so I would recommend we keep the current 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's
okay. Are you amenable to that, Patty, as your amendment moving forward, 15, 5, and 30?
I would vote against it, but if that's the only problem, just so the other, you know, I don't know why. Okay, fine, I don't care.
Okay, I just so that then we only have one amendment rather than two.
Right.
Okay, so the amendment that we have now on the floor is to switch the ED hire process, the times on it, are as follows: 15 minutes for the motion, 5 minutes for the secretary's report, and 30 minutes for the ESC report. Are there any objections to this time change? Okay, hearing none, then we will also amend the agenda.
Julie? I just heard, I think, two people join. I think I heard Steve, and who's the other one? Did I hear Steve?
Yep.
Okay.
Hello, Steve.
All right. I thought I heard two of those tones. Thanks.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay. So I will, if there are no further amendments to the agenda, then I will entertain a motion to adopt the agenda as amended.
So moved. Yeah.
Okay, are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, let's go ahead with agenda item number one, and I will turn it over to you, Wendy, for the Elections Committee motions.
Okay, you know, a lot has happened since our last meeting. It seems that a lot of people are very concerned about these motions. So yesterday there was a very long meeting of the Elections Committee, and they have decided to alter their, well, what they're, I mean, I'm not sure how to do this with, since we already have all these other things on the table, but I'm just going to tell you what they decided yesterday. Resolved that the Elections Committee recommends that PNB consideration of sections D and F of its proposal of November 28th be postponed indefinitely so that the PNB may instead give due consideration to subsequent proposals from the committee. That was what they voted on last night.
I'd
like to make a motion.
Is Patty?
Okay, were you done, Wendy? Do you want me to go ahead and open it up for?
Open it up.
Oh.
So I have Patty and then Sarp.
And Dave, please.
And Dave.
And Bob.
And Bob. Patty, Sarp, Dave, Bob.
Okay, well, basically what happened on the meeting last night is that all this was deferred to a work group before it goes to the PNB. So that's why it's being postponed, because they're going to be dealing with they made a suggestion that they would get a work group with members of the New York WBAI and the Berkeley unpaid staff, UPSOC from Berkeley and USOC from WBAI, in a conference call with a work group so that they could discuss the problems that why we're reaching these impasses with the discussion. So that's why this is being postponed until postponed. I would like to make an amendment to that, and to be postponed instead of indefinitely, I would like to put until February's P PMB teleconference meeting. This way it would give us a couple of months to have that meeting and to be able to work up better motions that everybody is more happy with and that people understand what it is. It's very complicated stuff. So that's why we make this resolution, is because we're forming work group and that they will be dealing with this issue.
And that would also give them a deadline to have to do it by, because before we know it, we're going to be in election cycle. So.
Part of information, this is Ray.
Go ahead, Ray.
I guess address to Wendy. What was the rationale for the referral, I mean the motion by to refer to a group indefinitely rather than by a specific date?
I can't answer that question, but Patty maybe can.
I think it was probably a lack of thinking about it, actually, and it had been sent out already with that date in there. But I'm amending it to February, because postponed indefinitely means that, you know, nothing will have to happen. At least if we make till February, then it gives them 2 months, which should be plenty of time. And we're going to have to decide things because the elections are this coming year. And so in order to keep proper records and the whole point, which is what these issues are about, that would give plenty of time. And so that's why there's an amendment until February's teleconference meeting.
I second the amendment.
I didn't get an answer, Madam Chair. Can somebody answer the question? I had the rationale for the amendment. I didn't hear the rationale for the proposal.
Why there's a work group?
Why was it referred to the group indefinitely rather than?
They just wanted to get it off the PNB's table so that they could work it up better before presenting it again. They didn't think to put a time on it.
Okay, let's move down with the rest of the stack, Sarv.
I would like to, if it's at all possible, I'd like to add to that amendment. Last time, the Elections Committee presented about six items, and we passed the first two items. And I'd like to put an amendment to.
Had a whole bunch of bananas.
There's too much noise here. I can't. I'd like to make a motion add amendment to remaining issues sent back to the Elections Committee and bring them back as a compiled aggregate of all the issues that are left over. So the remaining issues. Joe?
Under the tree.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Julie?
Yeah, I'm here. Patty, can you just inform Joe quickly how to mute?
#1 is mute.
And one of these days I'll remember that, Patty, so I don't have to keep asking you.
So I'd like to amend the amendment to include the remaining items on the Elections Committee that they presented to us to refer them back and bring them back in February. Is that okay, Patty?
Yeah, well, I think that's basically what was going to happen, because we're not presenting them this evening, and we are going through them all again because there's problems.
Well, so the first two items were passed last time, right?
Right.
Okay. The remaining items, I would say, just take them back over to Elections Committee and they come back in February.
Okay, that all remaining items be sent back and presented in February.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Remaining items.
Right.
So is that a friendly amendment?
Yeah.
The amendment?
Okay. I'm writing this, and I'll send this to Deb also or whatever.
Yeah, please.
Thank you, Patty. So can we reread the amendment now that's before us?
Okay, hold on. Okay, the main motion with the amendments would read, resolve that the Elections Committee recommends that PNB consideration of sections, okay, of...
point of order, Patty.
Pardon, yes.
You can't change what the committee recommended.
Okay,
you can change
so let me
what
make
the
okay, you're right. Let me read. I'll read this in the two amendments, and people go backwards. Okay, resolve that the election committee recommends that the PNB that PNB consideration of sections D and F of its proposal of November 28, 2005, be postponed indefinitely, so that the PNB may instead give due consideration to subsequent proposals from the committee. And then there's the amendment is to replace indefinitely with until February's PNB teleconference meeting. And then on an amendment by SARB is that all remaining motions be sent back to Elections Committee.
If I could clarify, can we say C, D, E, was there an F? C, D, E, and F.
So
okay.
That was an American number, so yeah.
Don't just say all.
All remaining motions be sent
right.
back to Elections Committee for presentation in February.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the amendment that's now on the floor. Dave?
I was just curious to know what the referred to sections were about, but it doesn't matter if we're deferring it. I don't think this is urgent. The other question I had was just that if we're talking about things that affect elections, doesn't that affect the manner of election of delegates, and wouldn't any bylaws amendments to that process require approval by the membership?
This is Patty. The issues that are being dealt with is mostly clarification of the meaning of the bylaws with this. A lot of this is the unpaid staff bargaining unit versus the unpaid staff, who they are, and management, who controls the list, and this is stuff. So it's not really a bylaws. It's a more of a...
it's just procedural.
Yeah, it's a way that... Because of all the problems we've had... in some of the stations of having good lists, actual lists of who, unpaid staff. This is clarification and procedural setup so that that the elections can be certified, because if we don't have good lists, then the election coordinator can't certify them. So that's what this is mostly about.
Julie, this is Ray.
1 second, Ray. Do you want to be added to the stack?
Please.
Okay. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Well, I support the motion and the two amendments, and I listened to the election committee meeting last part of it on the web stream last night, and I would just like to say that I'm glad that the committee is finally dealing with what I would think for Pacifica would be a fundamental principle that you don't create policy or even propose policy without dialoguing with the people most immediately affected. And so I'm glad that the request of the Unpaid Staff Organizing Committee at WBAI, which I echoed on our last conference call, was finally honored to slow down this process, sit and have a dialogue with them and with the Unpaid Staff Organization at KPFA to make sure that the policy is not being created that would either violate their rights, which the current Sections D and F blatantly did, and actually would completely violate the union contract at WBAI, not to mention the bylaws, or even would create an undue burden on their ability to function as they currently do. So I'm glad that dialogue is happening. I'm disappointed that it was limited to a working group of the committee. There was a proposal for the full committee to sit with the unpaid staff organization people, but that was defeated. But in any case, at least some dialogue is happening, and hopefully that'll lead to policies that are more supportive of the rights of the workers at those two stations and any future stations that may develop organizations. So I support this.
Okay, Ray? Ray?
Yeah. Actually, I just wanted to state that I believe that the issues here are just more than just interpretation of definition of membership, and that as far as I can see, the language is very clear when it comes to unpaid staff, and that any change to that would be a change in the bylaws.
Julie, this is Wendy.
Ed, Wendy?
What the bylaws are very clear on is that there's a different definition of unpaid staff. There are three different definitions, and so we really need to work this out, you guys. It's not attacking anybody's workers' rights. We are hoping to protect the workers at all the stations by doing that, by coming up with a way to tell who's eligible to vote on the PNB. And I would ask right now that Bob and Ray use your influence with USOC at BAI and ask them. I mean, Carolyn Burden has tried to meet with, has asked for their input several times. They ignore her. So the fact that they don't like her should not have anything to do with this. It's pathetic that we would have to go through this whole taking up everybody's time when the chair of the Elections Committee asked to have their input a long time ago.
I call all pending questions.
Okay, the question's been called. Are there any objections to ending debate?
No, I'm just going to second that.
Yes, I object. It's Bob.
Okay, let's go to a vote. Deb,
yes.
Do you want me to go ahead and call folks' names and then their vote? I can.
Yes, just to make sure I have everybody. Vote. Yes, and I'll mark how their vote is.
Okay, great. Okay, so this is just to call the question. Wendy?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Deb?
Yes.
Teresa?
This is Teresa, yes.
Bob?
No.
Ray?
No.
Patty?
Yes.
Patty or Patty?
Patty.
Yes.
Oh, Fatty.
That is yes.
Sarv?
No, I think we'll let him discuss a little more.
LaVarne? Okay, Dave?
Yes.
And Steve?
Yes.
Does anyone else join the call whose name I did not call?
Did you hear my vote? This is Teresa.
Yes, I did, Teresa.
Thank you.
Okay. LaVarne, are you back? No. All right. The final vote is, let's see, yes, one,
eight, yes,
two,
and three, no.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight yes and three no's. The vote carries. So we'll now move to the amendments that are before us. I'm going to take the amendments individually just because that's how they came. So we'll start with Sarv's amendment. Patty, would you mind reading through the entire language that would include Sarv's amendment?
Resolve that the Elections Committee recommends that the PNB consideration of all remaining motions of its proposal of November 28, 2005 be postponed indefinitely so that the PNB may instead give due consideration to subsequent proposals from the committee.
Point of order?
Yes.
That's not the most recent amendment. That was the original main motion, right?
Yeah.
No, that includes this all remaining motions.
Yeah, but we take them seriatim, starting with the
right. Okay. Well, that's
amendment.
That all remaining motions be sent back to the Elections Committee for presentation in February.
That's Sarv's.
Oh, right. That was already in it. Okay. Sorry.
So, Patty,
Madam
what is...
Madam Chair, is there any objection to the two amendments, one that it be all items and the other that it be February?
No objection here.
No.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Hearing no objections, then let's vote on the motion as amended.
Okay, now that would be resolved that the Elections Committee recommends that PNB consideration of all remaining motions of its proposal of November 28, 2005 be postponed until February's PNB teleconference meeting so that the PNB may instead give due consideration to subsequent proposals from the committee.
Point of order?
Yes.
This is minor but important. The words "the election committee recommends that" should be deleted because this is a PNB motion, not an elections committee motion. So it should just be resolved that the whatever it said about the motion should be deferred.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Are there any objections to that?
No.
All right. And then, Patty, can you please send that over to Deb to be included in the minutes? Are there any objections to the motion as amended?
No.
All right. Hearing none, then the motion carries. And perfect timing because we just ran out of time for that agenda item.
Great.
So moving on to the next agenda item, we have the PNB meeting in January. I know on our last call that where we discussed and voted to change the meeting location for our January PNB meeting, there were questions around the bylaws and then also KPFK's kind of reaction to that. Shortly after that teleconference, I had sent an email out to the KPFK LSB requesting feedback, input, whatever comments they had. I did get mixed reviews from the LSB, some saying that they would not be able to attend and that the planning time for that they were concerned about, and then others saying that that was fine and worked well with them. I later received an email from the chair of WPFW's LSB requesting information on the date of the PNB meeting because he was working on organizing location and plans and all of that stuff, at which point I was kind of surprised, so I had called Ambrose to figure out what we needed to do, and Ambrose said that he would talk to Mr. Brown and see if Mr. Brown could wait on taking any action in terms of solidifying a contract with the facility to host us until we came back to the board, just making sure that this was the decision that folks wanted, and that also, too, that we communicated with everyone that we needed to once this decision had been made, because it seems like there wasn't communication after we decided to move the meeting with either PFW. So they went ahead planning for January, or with KPFK, and they haven't started planning for January. So, which is why this agenda item is back on our agenda, just to figure out, you know, what we need to do. I also received an email from Ron saying that he had never received official notification about this change and that that WPFW is moving forward with planning for the January meeting. So I wanted to bring all this information back to the board. I obviously can't change the vote that we made previously, but just wanted to, again, bring this to your all's attention and figure out, do we want to stick with that vote and just move forward with the planning for a meeting in L.A. in January, and then I can notify all the proper people and make sure that they're on board and know what they need to plan for, or if we would, you know, look at, I guess, doing it in D.C. in January. So, and I hope we only have 10 minutes for this agenda item. I hope that it wouldn't be extensive discussion, just us figuring out one way or another which way we want to go so that I can notify the proper people, because I felt pretty bad that none of the directors had notified the folks at PFW, so they were stuck, and that L.A. wasn't notified either.
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I remember last time when we passed this motion to change our location for the meeting to Los Angeles, it was contingent upon its compatibility with the bylaws requirements. And I think it was Dave Adelson who was going to look into that. I wonder what happened to that.
I can answer that.
Go ahead, Dave.
We didn't deal with it at the governance committee level, and part of that was because I'd heard from Margie M that she didn't think it was feasible. But I think everybody received the commentary from Richard Phelps today, who's an attorney, who claimed that basically the intent in the bylaws is that each signal area, that signal areas not be excluded for political reasons of the board not wanting to meet there, but just as with the hurricane, the presence of extenuating circumstances like the bad weather wouldn't be a problem as long as we met the next time in D.C. so that, you know, the intent is that every signal area gets equal opportunity to host the board meeting, and that we were not going back to the same site every time. So the sense is that there would be no, while the letter of the bylaws indicates that we could not, that it is within the spirit of the bylaws, and, for example, no court would ever have any problem with our doing it. So it seems like a common sense thing to do.
Did anybody check? I don't know whether we have our attorney for our corporation, but did anybody check with our own attorney?
If we had a name of a human, we could, but no, nobody did.
Okay, thank you.
Judy, this is Ray.
Go ahead, Ray.
I personally, I agree with the interpretation that we not violate the spirit that guarantees that, you know, everybody, every area gets its due. So to me, the concern is, are the reasons for us shifting, are there solid reasons that is a disagreement as to why we were changing at the first place, namely that the climate would be, you know, would not be welcoming us? Because if the reasons hold still, I would go ahead and keep it in Los Angeles. So
yeah,
for me,
I think
it's more
the
factual.
Main reason, and Zarina had brought this up, so I hope that I'm not putting words in her mouth, but I, from what I recall, is that the main reason was weather and not wanting to run into a situation like we did with the Houston meeting of where we're having to deal with erratic weather and that being an impediment to us meeting.
So I guess my question is, does the lab chair and others disagree with that assessment?
I don't, at least in terms of K, there didn't seem to be disagreement. It was just a matter of, you know, again, the folks that weren't enthusiastic about it were wanting more time and, you know, then folks expressing indifference. So I don't think from PFW's side, I didn't speak directly with Mr. Brown. It just seemed like they wanted to move forward with the planning so that they were prepared for the meeting in January since they hadn't been notified otherwise.
Thank
Wendy,
you.
Did you have a comment?
Yeah, I mean, this is something I've complained about for years, because before I was even on the board, I would go to board meetings, national board meetings, and it was like we always seemed to go to Houston when it was super hot and D.C. when it was cold. I know why this is in the bylaws, because they did, the old PNB did, like, decide to have it in the least hostile areas, you know. So if they had a confrontation coming up in New York or Berkeley, then they would just go and have the meeting in D.C. or Houston. So I really feel like we shouldn't pick and choose which bylaws we want to follow. And I voted against this last time, even though it makes so much sense. I mean, it's totally practical. And it's, like I said, against what I've argued before. But anyway, I want to remind everybody that we are now talking about almost, it's just barely over a month away now. And so, you know, if D.C. thought they were doing it, I kind of heard a different story that they had already kind of been planning for it. And that L.A. had not. Well, that, you know, so I don't know. I still am going to vote, if we're going to vote, I'm going to go back to the bylaws on my vote.
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
I have a point of information for Dave and then a comment. Dave, did I hear you say something about the GM at KPFK said it wouldn't work?
Yep, she said there's no way we could get it together in that time.
So she believes it would be a big mistake to hold in Los Angeles.
Hang on, I'll tell you the date of the email I got that. Okay. That was
just while he's looking, what's the date of the meeting again?
27th.
The 27th?
January 27th, 28th.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
This is Teresa. Can you put me on the stack?
It was several weeks ago, and she called and said, left a message on my voicemail saying, just want to let you know, I don't think we could do it. And I called her back, and I said, I think it's a dead letter because of what happened. But I think it was before all that went down. Well, I can't remember. I don't want to give you the wrong number.
Okay, we're actually at the end of time for this agenda item, so I'd just like to get a sense of the body. Would you all like to reverse the original decision that was made, or do we want to just move forward with L.A., and I can go ahead and notify the folks, because we...
Julian, I'd like to move to...
We have a question about this before we decide.
I'd like to move extend time for about 5 minutes.
Second.
All right. This is Teresa. Did you hear that I wanted to be on the stack?
Are there any objections to extending time for 5 minutes? Okay, hearing none, then we will go ahead. Teresa, I did hear you, and then I heard Steve, so go ahead, Teresa.
So the decision not to have it in Los Angeles, was that decision made by the GM or by the LSB?
No, there's no decision being made. The decision that was made was by the PNB. The issue was in terms of communicating.
No, my question is, what does the LSB say? Does the LSB want to do it? Have they voted on it?
We haven't taken a formal vote on it. When I sent an email sort of soliciting feedback and comments from the LSB, I had pretty mixed reviews. And it wasn't everyone on the LSB that had responded. It was only about a quarter of the LSB members. And it was pretty much right down the middle, half folks saying yes, half folks saying, half folks saying no, and then half folks saying that they were indifferent.
So it's never actually been put on the agenda for the LSB to say, yes, we're going to do it, and designate who's going to do what?
No, because the LSB pretty much has no say. If the PNB decides, and then management or that station has to prepare to host the meeting. So there was never, the PNB never required that there be a formal LSB action around this issue, and so the KPFK LSB never addressed this as a formal issue.
Well, let me just convey to the PNB that our, when we planned it in Houston, it was not planned by the GM. It was planned by a committee, and although there was some staff help, basically it was a committee and working with Lynn Magno.
Yeah, that's the way we've done it in the past, Teresa. I guess the issue is that the KPFK was never notified, so there was never discussion about do we form a committee, how do we plan, how do we prepare. None of that has started. So if we decide tonight to continue to just have it in L.A. in January, then the first two things that I'm going to do is call Eva and call Don and say we need to get going, because that wasn't done. And I'll take responsibility if that was on me to have communicated that. I wasn't aware of that, and so I didn't. But having found out now that no one was notified and that PFW is still moving ahead planning it, and KPFK's not, what do we do now? And that's why I wanted to bring this back to the PNB.
Thank you, Julie.
Julie, this is Dave. I have some information.
Hold on. I had Steve on the stack, and then you, Dave.
Well, I'll defer to Dave because it might affect what I have to say.
Okay. Go ahead, Dave.
So I just called Eva up and told her what we were saying, and she says, look, the staff is on vacation, many of them, for the next week or two, and it, she believes that it would fall to the staff to organize it. That the, I mentioned that the LSB in Houston basically did it, and she just did not think it was reasonable that it wasn't going to be her and her staff making this happen. And she just felt very much that it would be too much. And she also said that it was her understanding that Ron Pinchback, the GM in D.C., was very upset by the notion that it was going to be changed and that they'd been counting on doing it. And I still don't want to go to D.C.
Go ahead. Steve, did you have something else?
Well, I'm just confused because it seems like we're not really communicating very well, which is, you know, pretty surprising. We're trying to move this to L.A. where the manager doesn't want to do it and the LSB hasn't started doing anything to support it. And D.C. has already started doing the preparation, although the LSB isn't engaged with it. I just don't understand what's happening, and I kind of second the alarm that there's just over a month, and that there really actually isn't just over a month because there's two major holidays in the middle of it, or coming up next, rather. So I just think we need to make a decision and stick with it just to get going, although I don't have any more interest in going to D.C. in January than anyone else. I don't know why we don't seem to be able to move forward on this. It seems like it would probably be unwise to force it on KPFK unless the LSB decides that they're going to embrace it. I think we need to get a firm, rousing, you know, affirmation from somebody there that they're willing to do it, or else we should stop.
Yeah,
Teresa,
let me read to you all what Ron, the email that Ron sent me, and he CC'd Ambrose and Mr. Brown on it, who's the chair of the LSB. And he just said, "Hello, Julie. I felt it was necessary to weigh in on this. First, WPFW was never notified about the vote that was taken. I literally did not know about it until this past Monday. I took part in a manager's meeting with the other GMs Thursday of last week and informed them at the time, along with Ambrose and Lonnie, that WPFW expects to host the next PMB meeting as scheduled. There were no objections from them or any discussion about any vote that was taken. Our LSB and station management are engaged in plans to hold the meeting here in accordance with the rotation predetermined by the PNB. Our position on this has been expressed to Ambrose, Lonnie, and Lynn, as well as the other GMs, and now to you. We fully expect the PNB to honor its earlier commitment to have the next meeting in Washington, D.C. We look forward to having the PNB here in January." And I'll
when did he send
this
that?
All right now.
When did, with the date?
He sent this on last Wednesday.
Okay.
Point of information.
I apologize. I was on
this
road.
This is Teresa. May I say something?
Go ahead, Teresa.
In regard to Steve's comments, let me remind people, I mean, you can say that we're incompetent, you can say we have communication problems, but I do want to call it to your attention that we had planned something in September, and we had a catastrophe. So Zarina was, I think, correct in saying, hey, we don't want to have another problem, and if we have a major blizzard in D.C., which could happen in January, we've had meetings in D.C. that I've been to where we walked in the snow. I thought that was kind of romantic or kind of quaint and enjoyable, but it wouldn't be pleasant if half of our people couldn't fly in on the planes because the airports were closed. So I think it was legitimate that it was brought up. And, you know, I guess the tone of a slight sarcasm there, I think it's good that we think ahead, and it would be nice that we are planning ahead, but because the meeting between October and January is you know, was, I guess, brief, and because it's we're still working on this, on getting rid of the chinks, I think it's legitimate that we have a little bit of a problem here. So hopefully we can work through it.
Judy, this is Ray. Oh.
Okay, well, again, we're at the end of our time on this agenda item, so I'd just like some direction on where on what you all would like me to do, if it's a matter of notifying Ron and just saying go for it, or if it's calling Eva and then busily working with our local station board to then organize the January meeting here in L.A., then that's fine. But I'd like to move to a decision. We have other more important items on the agenda.
Someone needs to make a motion.
I have a motion, Madam Chair.
I have a motion.
Yeah, Scotty.
Wendy, go ahead.
Thank you. After listening to everybody, I've been quiet on this, but Zarina did bring this up. And obviously, you know, the Hurricane Rita did create havoc with regards to when the next PNB meeting was and trying to rush a meeting in. We're always going to run into this problem. There are five stations. We meet three times a year. We're always going to run into some form of problem at one time or another. Doing this now is not going to resolve anything. So what I want to do, since WPFW has already begun the process of organizing this, is sticking with WPFW, with all due respect to our vote last time, and I did vote with changing it to LA last time. And that's my motion.
Point of order.
Yeah, I just would like some clarification. Are you bringing up a motion to then reconsider?
Yeah, I guess
reconsider. You can't reconsider. It had to be rescinded.
Point of order.
Yes, Dave?
If we move to rescind, then it's automatically, the motion was to change if the site. If it's rescinded, then the site is DC, de facto. So all we have to do is rescind. Fatty was on the prevailing side. He can move to rescind.
Yeah,
the only thing is, if someone can clarify, we'll need to get two-thirds, I think.
Two-thirds, that's right.
Unless this was noticed.
Can I speak to that, Julie, about on the parliamentary point?
Sure.
Okay, first of all, you don't have to have been on the prevailing side in order to make the motion. That's only for a motion to reconsider, which can only happen in the same meeting. But for a motion to rescind, any board member, even one who wasn't present, can make it. And the margin is, if it's not noticed before the meeting, it's two-thirds or a majority of the body. So in our case, that would mean 13 votes or two-thirds, whichever allows it to pass.
Okay.
Do it.
Thanks for that, Bob. All right, let's go ahead and then vote since we're out of time.
Okay.
Okay.
Mad shuffling of papers here. Wendy?
I'm sorry. What am I voting?
Recent.
Yes.
Okay. Joe?
Yes, vote to rescind.
I'm a yes. Teresa?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Patty?
Is that Patty or Fatty?
Patty with a P. I'll come back. Patty?
I say yes.
Barb?
Pass.
LaBarne? Dave?
Yes.
Julie?
I can't.
Sorry. You're right. Donna is not here. Ambrose is not here. Mark is not here. Zena's not here. So we have...
Steve.
Steve, yes. Steve. How do you vote?
Abstain.
Okay, so...
Alan Minsky's here.
Oh, Alan, you are here. And you vote?
I abstain.
Abstain. Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa. Well, we're in the middle of a vote, so I'd
do
like
we need 13 for this to pass?
What?
How many do we need for this to pass?
Minimum 13.
Third.
So the abstains would be hurting.
Two-thirds or 13.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses and 2 abstentions.
That's more than two-thirds.
Yeah, that passes.
Okay, so what I will do, just so, again, to promote communication, I'll notify both Ron and Eva as soon as possible.
This is Patty, who I tried to call out. I guess you didn't hear me. I vote also yes. Sorry. That's 10.
This is Sarv. Pass. So I also vote yes.
You also vote yes. Okay.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Teresa. Could you also notify the board, the LSB chairs?
Yes. Well, I'll let Mr. Brown know. He's the one for PFW.
Okay. Could you also, I don't know if we've decided on this, but it seems that we should have a retreat or the first day, we should have some sort of training for the new board, and someone needs to notify D.C. of that fact.
Madam Chair, it's Fadio here.
Point of order.
Yes, Fadi.
I think your point of order goes before me.
Actually, it was just informing that usually the national office takes care of that kind of training.
Yeah, they do. So what I'll do is I'll talk with Yolanda and Ambrose to see how they want to handle that, because I know in the past they have, and now that we have a personnel director, I'd like to involve her in helping to identify training for the board.
Madam Chair, it's Dave. The coordinating committee has been in the past involved in the setting of agendas, and I've been unhappy with the way the coordinating committee hasn't met and hasn't been involved in that. And I've also been unhappy, particularly with last year's training session. Last year the chair organized it, and I didn't think it met our needs, and I didn't think there was adequate input, and I don't want the executive director to simply decide what kind of board training we're to have. I would like to ask that the coordinating committee be convened and that we deal with that question. That is within the purview of the board's, of the committee's activities, which is to coordinate board activities between meetings.
I would second that.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Okay, for those that are on the coordinating committee and on the call right now, are folks available to meet Monday, January 2nd?
Yes.
Yes.
Donna. Is it later than that?
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Okay, I hear a couple of yeses, so I'm going to send out notice to that effect.
Could it be like
January
a day 2nd? Later? Madam Chair?
What was that?
Is it possible to have it the 3rd, for example, instead of the 2nd?
How are folks on the 3rd?
I'll be traveling.
You'll be traveling, okay.
What about the 4th?
I have an LSB meeting that day, or a delegate meeting, whatever.
Yeah. I'll be on my honeymoon, but it would be appropriate to...
Oh, God.
We'll do that to you, Dave.
Dave, how many times do you have the honeymoon?
No, I haven't had it yet.
Okay.
Okay, the second it will be. I may miss that. But I do,
okay.
Madam Chair. Yeah,
thanks.
I know you called on me earlier, but I defer to Ray. One thing I want to see if we can do, and I know that this can be done by the coordinating committee, but since this may be our last meeting before the new year, should the Friday meeting start, like, say, at 10 a.m., so that when we are purchasing our tickets, for buying it, so we are ready to arrive on such and such a time.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Go ahead, Tarp.
I think we should move on. That detail could be worked out after we, do all the preliminary work that needs to be done, and then they can talk about the timing and all that stuff.
I'll send out an email, and then if folks can send feedback or questions or anything to that email, that would be great. I just figured since we had a lot of us on the phone, to nail down a date would be good. Okay, I'd like to move on with the agenda since we do have other stuff before us. So, Deb, is it my understanding that then you wanted to just skip over the code of conduct for now?
Yes, I think I heard yesterday I was dropped from the phone call about 15 times. But I think I heard somebody, a committee, working on it, and I think it would be premature for me to bring up what I was going to bring up while it was a committee at work.
Okay, great. Can you do me a favor? I'm really curious, and I'm sure other board members are, to see the work that Houston did around the Code of Conduct. Could you send that out to the board?
I'd be delighted to.
Great, thank you very much.
This works so well for us.
Thanks. Actually, it is.
Thanks.
Actually, it is. Lavarne.
Hi, Lavarne. Okay, so that concludes all the agenda items under our public session for this evening. And so we will now get ready to move into executive session. I don't know if
Madam
John...
Chair, before we do that, I have a point of, I think, order.
Go for it.
We are it has been raised to me several times by various people that we haven't been posting the minutes of executive session or the announcement of what was dealt with in executive session. So I think we should announce what we're doing in executive session, just the issue we're dealing with. And at some point we're going to need to see to it that whatever we do need to be announcing coming out of these meetings is announced, because I believe we're supposed to announce what was done in those executive sessions shortly after we are in them.
Okay. In terms of this evening's executive session, we have two agenda items before us. One is the ED hire process. The second one is the general counsel selection process. And then we will move to adjournment. So those are the two meetings that we have before us. I definitely agree that we need some procedure for communicating what we do in executive session, in particular around times such as this, where we have been dealing in executive session quite a bit. So
I have one other point of personal privilege.
Yes.
I believe that you're not running for the PMB next year, so this would be your last time chairing our public meetings, and I just wanted to say thank you and for your work this year.
Well,
thank you
all very much,
thank you.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure, and I've learned a tremendous amount. And, yeah, thanks.